foie gras, pulled pork, bok choy, squid ink, dining with Doug and Karen.
My name is Doug. Hi.
Oh, God. I'm Karen Anderson. Hi.
Hello. Jeez. Doug Benson. I'm supposed to say my full name? I know.
This new reboot has really gotten to you.
Right?
Yeah, because, you know, I don't know when to say my thing.
Right after I say my thing.
I don't know if you're done.
Oh, yeah? Think I'm done now?
Doug now?
Done now.
Oh, done, yes. You're too far away.
We are gonna eat.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are in Burbank, California today correct me if I'm pronouncing this wrong, a taco place.
Guisitos. I'm going to say it's Guisitos.
Why?
It's
Guisados.
No, Guisados.
Guisados. We both got part of it wrong.
We're so stupid.
Yeah, Guisados.
Guisados.
Locations all over the place.
Yeah, this guy's like a whirlwind with tacos.
In Los Angeles, yes. Should we just talk to him now? He's sitting right there.
We might as well.
He told us how to pronounce it and everything.
We've never jumped into it like this before.
Yes.
We instructed the gentleman to leave the room.
He stuck around because this is his office.
Yeah,
he knows we're
sure,
gonna be.
I would too.
He knows we're gonna be up to some shit if he takes off.
Oh yeah.
And he's got here in his office. He's got cameras to look everywhere else in the building. But when he leaves here, he can't look at a camera to see what's in the office.
Yeah, can you?
I can see everything.
Oh, Armando.
Armando.
I just had to listen to you guys butcher Guisado's name. I've never heard it that bad, but.
He just said it was the worst he's ever heard.
People know how to say gi at the beginning?
It's kind of
like.
They
don't try to say gui or.
It's spelled the same way as guitar, G-U-I. So it's.
So it should be pronounced like guitar.
So Guisado's.
I would say probably in Italian it's gui, like, right?
True.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I see Guidos all the time playing guitars.
OMG Guido. OM Guido.
OM Guido. Look at this. We've already got some
so that's
many flavored drinks out here.
That's horchata cold brew. It's our horchata, which is whole milk, cinnamon, rice flour, and sugar. And then we make our own cold brew. So it's a double shot of espresso, espresso.
God.
We do it without the cold brew too if you want, but it was requested with. Some people call it the horchata latte, but please don't call it the horchata latte. This isn't Starbucks.
The horchata latte. Oh, my God. This is like, that would be in Atwater Village.
Can I get an horchata latte? And I purposely say, what? Like, what do you need?
What are you asking?
I know exactly what they want. I just.
Do you have a horchata cappuccino?
No.
Espresso? No, I'll just keep going.
How'd you find this place, Karen?
I looked on best tacos in L.A., list. This is how I'm finding places. I go best what I want to eat place.
And then you found the place and you called a number or you emailed somebody?
I emailed. Okay. I have a little letter that I send out that explains everything.
So that's why you never heard the word Guisados.
Right.
You never heard it.
No.
It was always just written down. And then we weren't smart enough to ask when we got here.
Well,
how is it pronounced?
We didn't really ask until we said it wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know, learning step by step.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's get our guest in here, and then we'll talk about everything we need to talk about. Sarah Weinshank is a very funny comedian based here in Los Angeles.
Hi, everyone.
And it was her idea to get the cold brew
horchata combo.
Did you taste it?
Yes, I fucking love this thing. I probably am the asshole that orders it as the horchata latte. I feel like, yeah, that's what I call it. But I love it
because
it tastes so good. And then, like, there's caffeine in it, but it doesn't even taste like coffee. It masks it so well.
It's almost like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, like the bottom of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, it totally is.
Yeah.
It totally is. That's exactly the flavor.
I'll take your guys' word for it.
What, is it got gluten in it? Is that your problem?
No, it doesn't have gluten.
Do you want
yes,
to have some?
Yeah.
I'll just take a sip out of it.
Yeah.
I brought you two other ones. This is melon. It's cantaloupe. And then this is, we call this the Armando Palmero. It's like an Arnold Palmer, but we use jamaica, which is a Mexican hibiscus tea, and limon, which is lemon lime. So it's like Arnold Palmer's Mexican cousin.
Oh.
Well, I wish there was such a person.
Wait, Arnold Palmer's Mexican cousin? Does he have a name?
Armando Palmero.
Oh. Did you say that before? And he I totally missed it.
Yeah, he slipped it in there because
I named it after my father.
Oh, so you're junior?
I'm Armando Jr.
Yeah.
And okay. I named it Armando Palmero. My dad's like, don't name that shit after me. I was like, fine, it's named after me. Whatever you want.
Why didn't he want it named after him? It's an honor, right? No, he doesn't like Arnold Palmer, maybe. Everyone does, though. Isn't he the most one of the most well-liked sports figures?
Right?
I didn't even know he was a sports figure.
He was part of a golfer,
so.
Yeah.
Sport should be on.
That's pretty great that he got through his whole life without getting into some stuff that would ruin the drink, you know?
Yeah.
That's right. Like if there was a Bill Cosby drink, no one would be drinking it anymore.
Wow, your dad should be honored that you named this drink after him, in my humble opinion.
Is it Scrumptious?
Yeah.
It's
Scrumptious. That's probably why he didn't want it named after him, because he can't get in any trouble. What's happening?
Oh, nothing. I was just going to want to taste it, too.
Okay.
Did you try this one?
No.
Okay. You got to get it.
It's melon. It's just cantaloupe.
Oh, this is cantaloupe.
Water and sugar. Nice and simple.
Get in on that.
Man.
Yeah, they're all delicious.
And they're made fresh every day. All of our drinks, almost all of our food is made fresh every day. Well, I guess I'll dive into it. But Gustavo's means to be braised or stewed. And so everything we serve is a slow cooked braise. So all of our meats that you're eating today were actually cooked yesterday, then cooled, then reheated. So like most stews, it helps the flavors mend a little bit more.
Sounds like Doug.
Fine like wine is what she said. So a lot of our meats were actually cooked yesterday because they're cooked over 12 hours or so or less, depending on which one. And then they're cooled and then reheated at each location and then served on a handmade tortilla. So that's what the essence behind Gustavo's.
So is the Echo Park location the original location?
That's our second location.
What's the first location?
In Boyle Heights on Cesar Chavez in St. Louis.
Okay.
We started that about 8 years ago. And Echo Park was 2 years after that.
Okay.
And you have another one, too.
Downtown LA on 6th and Spring. That was a year after Echo Park. And then we opened West Hollywood a year after downtown. That's on Santa Monica and Robertson and Burbank.
Does that sound like it might be close to where I live, Karen?
Which one was it?
The West Hollywood location.
Yeah. I found out about the West Hollywood today. And Hollywood one. I was like, oh, why didn't we?
I think I just stopped reading. One. I was like, well, I
but this is easier for you, too, because you're out this way.
It's, yeah. And I do have to get back a little, you know. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Well, I could have done the West Hollywood one.
Well, this is good for me. I'm just going to dip into IKEA after this. When in Rome.
Right?
Get just some, dip on
get
in.
Get some dessert meatballs after eating here.
They have gluten-free meatballs there.
What?
Yeah.
They also
in addition to the regular ones?
The horse meat ones they have available, too.
I like it. And vegetable ones.
Oh.
They do it. They cater to everyone.
We just horrible. Start plugging the IKEA menu.
IKEA, everyone. Let's go get some.
Yeah. I mean, are they even that good, those meatballs?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the horse meat ones, probably. I just got into it when this one opened.
You got into it late? I got into it late as well. I'd rather just not eat at IKEA.
I'd honestly rather just not talk about IKEA's food.
Mm. Yeah.
Let's talk about Gustavo's.
Let's talk about Gustavo's build-it-yourself furniture. Because...
yeah,
it's Freaky Friday.
Put it back together a lot easier than that other stuff from Sweden,
right? Okay, so what can we expect? Like, can we try several different things? Are they small?
So I'm going to bring you a mix of some of our different menu items. So Gustavo's was like our menu was all in Spanish when we first started, and it still is, but it didn't have descriptions before. So a lot of people were coming up to us like, oh, I had this. I had no idea what it was. Or I had this and I didn't really like it. And I only had one or two tacos because they're pretty filling. So
I didn't know what a burrito was. I mean, what are the people? What are they so confused by?
Well, I think the main thing was that our tacos aren't like on the grill. There's no carne asada. There's no al pastor. Like things that you're used to getting at a taco truck. We don't sell that here because everything's stewed in Gustavo. So a lot of people were coming in and they didn't really understand it too much. So we created the sampler, which is a plate of 6 mini tacos. And it's just a cool way to try a variety of the
that's
menu.
That's neat.
So that's what you'll have today. They're just smaller versions of our tacos so you can try a little bit more without filling up so fast.
That's perfect. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. We did it for you.
We do
it for you. I love it. I mean, that is what I would probably order if I came here.
And a lot of people do. It was meant to be for like the introductory meal that you have here. But a lot of people are like, no, I just get the sampler every time and that's enough for me. All right.
Yeah, if you like them all, why not, right?
Damn, this is good. What is this again?
The Armando Palmero.
Oh, wait, isn't that the name of this one?
No, that's the melon. That's cantaloupe.
Oh, damn. That's this doesn't have a melon. This just doesn't have a name.
No celebrity name yet.
Well, let's name it.
Let's name it after Sarah. Why not?
I mean, that's a lot of pressure, right? Yeah. You're not allowed to fuck up.
You love it.
Yeah. She doesn't want to live that kind of life.
Oh, I don't want the pressure
of an Arnold Palmer situation.
All these drinks are delicious, so I can't wait to dig into some tacos.
Sarah.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, I'm getting it.
Karen's taking a little time out to get it.
Oh, I want it. She has all her drinks in front of her.
Oh, yeah. She has all the drinks.
This is how I party, you guys. I just come down to Guisados. Am I saying it wrong?
Guisados.
Guisados. Guisados.
And you have, I noticed you have some beers.
Yeah, at this location we serve beer.
But not at everyone.
Not at everyone, just wherever we have the license to sell.
Yeah.
So West Hollywood here and downtown LA. And we serve Mexican beer only. So
yeah.
Corona, Modelo Negro. I didn't want to sell Corona, but Jesus, the amount of people
that's what they want.
People walk in blind, just like, I have a Corona. You're like, what? You haven't even ordered the food. You don't even know what else we sell. It's crazy how their marketing is. Like, because I don't think it's very good. In fact, when we first started carrying beer, I was like, okay, everything but Corona. I'll carry Mexican beer, but no Corona. And we didn't do it, and people, it wasn't really moving. Like, the beer wasn't moving. Everybody's asking for Corona. So I was like, fine, let's just bring a couple cases in and see how it sells. It sold so fast. Like, I had to go right back to buy some more. And I was like, damn it, I guess we're selling Corona.
It's like people when like Kavanaugh it. Came in.
Yeah.
It's an old reference now, huh?
No, I just don't get the...
He likes beer.
He does? Oh, yeah.
He does.
I forgot how mad he was about his love for beer.
He loves beer. The man loves beer.
He loves beer.
Do people come? Did you have to change it from cerveza to beer? Because they were like, what?
No. If anything that like works across any language, it's alcohol. It's people.
Right?
Yeah. I can. You know, everybody knows what alcohol is in any language.
Vino is wine in Italian.
And Spanish.
Thank you for that.
Spain.
I was wondering about that the other day.
Yeah.
Vino. Problem solved.
I learn a lot on this show.
Yeah, I'm learning a lot.
This is more of an educational episode.
I do think we should put it in several categories.
It tends to get really, really educational, this show.
What I'm most excited about is that to learn that you're like low-key pretentious about certain things. You don't want them called horchata lattes. You don't like Coronas. So do you have any other things you're particular about?
What else fills you with rage?
Let's get into that.
I love to hate people that they. Guisados gets pretty busy, and the line gets pretty long, and there'll be people that are standing in line for like 20 minutes, and they are standing there talking to their friends. They'll be holding a menu in their hand, and then they'll come up to the register and be like, "So, what do you have?" And you, what have you been doing in line for the last 20 minutes?
So you don't like it when people fuck around while they're in line?
Yeah, like just come in, order, give me your money, sit down, eat the food, get the fuck out.
Wow. Sounds like a real taco Nazi.
Yeah.
You know how like it's called fish, Sugarfish now, but it used to, you know, the other, Nozawa, it was called?
Right.
And then there's the guy on Seinfeld, the soup Nazi, right?
Yeah.
Is there like something like if people put too much salsa on something, you're like losing your mind?
No, I mean, our biggest thing is just taste it first. Like if you want to add salsa, lime, whatever, go ahead, but just like taste it first. So many people, they come in, they hear the word taco and they think like, oh, give me lime. You're like, well, you don't need, well, just taste it. I mean, some people need that fix. Some people want that flavor, but in the end, like, you got to taste it to know what it needs.
That lime fix.
Oh, I had this lady one time ask me for lime, and I brought her like two slices. She's like, no, mijo, I need more. She gets two more. Then she's like, no, can I get more? No, you don't understand. I like my food to taste like lemonade. I was like, well, we have lemonade. What the hell? All right,
I like my food to taste like lemonade.
I like my lemonade to taste like meat.
Whoa. All right.
I might need a lime fix.
We should probably, you know what I'm going to say? Let's put all the lids on this.
Right.
That's my message to the kids out there today. Put the lid on.
That's a good lesson. Especially with the podcast equipment. I mean,
boy. Yowza.
Oh, that's good for now.
Okay.
This is
I do like
wild.
These little guys.
So, this is so fun. We're having a taco party.
Oh, it's Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. It really is. It's Tuesday. How did that happen? It's a little Taco Tuesday.
All right, look at this. So we have, what do we have exactly?
All right, so let's see. This is our original sampler. This is like the plate that we pretty much started with these menu items. So when we started, we only had like seven or eight menu items. So this is six, pretty much all of our meats. So you have your two steak. This is steak di gallo. It's a flank steak cooked with green bell peppers and bacon.
Sorry. I'm
gonna bring the microphone with me. The beefsteak roja, it's a flank steak, red bell peppers, and tomatoes. Then you got two chicken. This is the chicken mole and the tinga, which is a shredded chicken cooked with chipotle and chorizo. So it's like a smoky, spicy chicken. These are two of our four pork. This is the cochinita. It's a shredded pork, habanero, and pickled onions. It's cooked in achiote, so it's like a sweet pork, and then the habanero spices it up. Chicharron, which is pork rinds. If you don't like textures, don't eat that one, but that's my favorite. It's those crunchy pork rinds that you see people munching on, we start with that, and then you cook them slow into a salsa verde, and they absorb it kind of like a sponge. So that's why they look a little spongy. Our other two pork is the chuleta, pork chop, and a green chile. Chorizo is a Mexican sausage. And then you got vegetarian options. Quesadilla is just a grilled piece of panela queso. Hongos con cilantro is mushrooms cooked with cilantro and onions. Calabacitas is squash, tomatoes, corn, onions, and bell peppers, and bean and cheese. Then I brought you guys a fish taco. And then this is used to be our secret menu item. It's the quesadilla with chorizo. It's like it's a grilled panela queso, and then we throw chorizo on top, and it gives you like kind of an umami flavor. It's a very like Tex-Mex thing to do. You've probably heard of queso fundido. It's like melted mm-hmm. cheese with chorizo on top. So It's that same flavor profile, but just a different texture.
And what's the saucy stuff?
That's
over
a
there?
Chipotle cream.
Okay, so what do you have?
Right. So you'd be like, so do you have anything else? Like,
no. Wow. All right, what should we do first? This is like a crazy thing we haven't had before where it's just so many choices.
This is like if somebody pointed to a bunch of chocolates in a box and told you what was in each one.
You forgot the first.
And then by the time you get to the end, you're like, what were those? But
well,
I'm dying to try the one that you said, don't eat this. If you don't
eat it, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you don't like textures, is that what you said?
Right, right.
There are people that don't like textures?
Oh, yeah.
It depends how many textures you put in your mouth. This might be a new one.
I mean,
oh, you're saying an unusual texture, one that you're not used to.
It's gelatinous.
Oh, that's a weird adjective I wasn't expecting. Yeah.
But it's so flavorful.
I thought I was going to say spongy.
Gelatinous.
Right. Sarah, damn. What are you going to go for?
Yeah, we're going to take turns until they're all gone.
Damn, this is like picking, I don't know. This is like, for me, picking a kickball team. That one? Is that the chicken one?
Yeah, it's like a smoky, spicy
let's
chicken.
Let's do that one.
The tinga.
I'm about to get tinged.
I want to give one to Aristotle because there's some vegan. Oh, all right. He won't do anything we ask him.
Well, he's trying to record the show. He's a professional.
I understand, but I want to try the cheese.
Yeah.
Because I never had something like this.
Yeah, so it's our cheese comes in a bucket because it's so dense. It's not like a liquid cheese. It's like the mix between a solid and a soft. It's just like this really dense piece of cheese. So we pull it out of the bucket and we slice it up. And then when someone orders it, we just throw it right on the grill. So that's why you see the caramelization, because of the browning it gets.
At first I thought it was tofu.
Rookie.
Damn, that's good. Mm-hmm. I'm down with the tinga. How's that gelatinous texture?
I mean, I didn't find it to be. I mean, I guess I'm glad you warned me that it is a different kind of texture, but I like it.
I love these
tortillas.
The tortillas.
Yeah. So they're when we started guisados, all of our masa came from. It still does. It comes from next door, my uncle's market. They grind corn all day. So like raw corn, they cook it, then they grind it, and it turns into masa, which is pretty much like a dough. It's pure corn and water. and we ship it out to every location every day, multiple times a day. So these tortillas, the corn is probably ground at like 10 or 11 o'clock this morning. And it's right now, really it's good. 2 o'clock. So it's just, you know, it's very, very fresh, no preservatives. And we can make them to whatever size we want. Hence why we created the sampler, because we knew we can control the size of it. So the fish taco would be like, this is our regular size taco. Mm-hmm. So what I was saying when we first started, people would get two or three and they're like, oh, I'm so full, but like, I kind of wish I tried more. So that's why we created the sampler.
I love the sampler.
Yeah, I like the sampler. And I like the crema you had on it, which was, I guess,
a chipotle cream.
Yeah, really good.
So yeah, Doug, you're about on to, that too.
You're about to try the chicken mole. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I'm super into mole in general, and and this looks great.
You're a big fan of Mexican food, huh?
Not really.
Oh my god! Swear to you. All right, I'm gonna go for what should I go for?
If you like mushrooms, the hongos is one of my favorites.
I love mushrooms.
Yeah, so the mushroom it's cooked with cilantro and onions. A little bit of butter, so it's not vegan, but it's vegetarian.
So, these are all no meat on this one. Right?
These two are. This is chuleta. It's a pork chop.
Oh, you should try that one.
You want me to try this pork chop?
Yeah, try the pork chop one, Sarah.
So our pork chop, we bring them in sliced, put them on the grill, cook them about 3/4 of the way through, and then we put it into the salsa verde and finish cooking it in there, so it kind of absorbs some of that salsa.
All right, I'm going in.
Sarah's going in. Everybody, let's see what her reaction is.
That was really good. I think I like that one a lot.
Now imagine that also on top of eggs, because we do that for breakfast what? Tacos. What? We put that on top of eggs.
You're blowing my mind. I do the noise again. Yes,
with the verde?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the hongos.
You guys, this is great. Yeah.
So a lot of these things are just simple dishes that we grew up with. That like the hongos that you're eating would be like if grandma or mom was making a side of mushrooms, like that's usually how she would cook it. Just mushrooms, a little bit of cilantro and onions, throw a little bit of butter and salt, and just cook it up.
I mean, this is great. And no, I've never even gone to a place where they have a mushroom taco.
Well, now you have.
I've seen potato tacos.
Ooh,
and those are delicious too. But my big thing with potato tacos is they need to be fried. We don't have fryers at Quesadillas. We don't serve anything fried. Potato tacos do really well fried because the fried tortilla texture will help. Like, it won't be so, like, mushy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I like them, at least.
I'm going with whatever you say.
Yeah, I am too. I'm afraid to challenge it. I'm like... this is...
What does the sampler go for? Like, what's the
Price? $7.95.
Really? That's a great deal. For that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
It's like you can come and get, you know, a sampler, have an afternoon, treat yourself. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you can also pick your own, too. That's the way it comes, but you can always choose your own.
You can customize the sampler.
Yeah, there's people that get six of the same, and I'm like, you know, you can just get full size, right? Like, no, but they're so cute. I'm like, all right, cool. That's fine.
They do like these little cuties.
They get six of the same?
Some people do that. I don't know.
You can, finish them in a 2-3 bites. I like the size.
I do. They're great.
Yeah. I like
the sampling.
Yeah, who says size matters?
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Hey, Karen, spin the tray. Close your eyes, spin the tray, and then just grab one without looking and start eating it.
Watch him put like his... how much you want to bet he puts like a key on there or something?
A key?
I don't know.
Yeah, just bite into it without looking.
Am I doing it?
Kind of, yeah. There's one.
Where am I going, left or right?
Just straight down. Just put your fingers down. You're on one.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess what it is.
I love this game.
This is a good game.
This is super exciting. Okay, it's in her mouth.
She's chewing.
She's working.
That's the chorizo one.
Damn. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, she's got a cheat sheet under the table.
For Martha and Snoop.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they could do a taco sampler. Quesadillas comes on, we do it.
I'm down.
I love
Uncle
that.
Snoop would love
to see. And we watch them blindfolded taste, and they have to guess whoever guesses the most wins.
Damn. Yeah, she works on the Martha Stewart and Snoop show.
I'm down.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
To me, it would be.
Do that on the episode I'm on.
Yeah. Well, you already know the ones, though.
Oh, you say, because you want to play the game of them guessing what it is. Martha Stewart would know what all these things are, right?
You never know when you close your eyes. I think the only reason I knew was because I saw it first. If you don't see it
first. You're saying we won't even tell her.
I'm talking about a blind taste test.
You're talking, you want to trick Martha.
Exactly.
Nobody tricks Martha.
Can anybody trick Martha?
I thought one time we were, I made up this dumb joke about, beans, the musical fruit, the more you eat, the more you toot.
I thought it was magical.
Or magical. Yeah, you can go either way. Magical. It could
be interchangeable. Or musical. Okay, good thing to know.
And I decided that because we were going to talk about how some fruits think they're a vegetable, I think was it. Or some vegetables think they're a fruit or something like that. Like, for instance, zucchini's a fruit. Right. You know, people forget. So I said, that's why the song, Beans, Beans, the Magical Fruit, musical fruit, and she's at the other end of the table and she goes, only problem with that is beans aren't a fruit. And I'm like, damn. Well, I looked it up, so I said real soft, like, I think I looked it up right. And so then she's like, she calls over for her iPad in front, this is the whole entire production team, and she looks it up. And I'm dying. I'm like, oh, my God. I can't believe this is happening. And then people kind of continue with the read. And then finally she just goes, oh, by the way, beans are fruit.
She did a fact check.
She did a fact check.
But she also said it like you were wrong.
Absolutely.
Like that her checking it is what makes things right.
And she gives the old finger to bring my iPad over, please. So I'm checking this out. I don't care what this joke says. I want it to be accurate.
I would love to have like someone on deck to bring me my iPad for fact checking just at any given time. Excuse me, iPad. I need to know.
I was so happy. I was sweating. I'm like, oh my God. And then I'm going to have to write another joke.
Oh, you would have been up all night going, beans, beans, magical vegetable. The more you eat, the more you... Huxtable.
I know. I'd have to make up a...
What rhymes with vegetable? Nothing.
Actually...
Vegetable? No.
Sexual?
Certainly not as fun a word as toot.
No!
it's kind of perfect the way it is. Let's not mess with it.
Yeah, you don't screw with her, though. Yeah. You know?
Huxtable. No,
I'm glad she learned something that day. You taught her.
I taught Martha Stewart
that
something.
Beans are fruit.
Against her will.
What was Snoop doing this whole time?
Sleeping, probably.
Does he just wear thick shades and sit there with his eyes closed all day?
He comes in usually right after he's recording, or he gets right off a plane from like a gig he did the night before. Mm-hmm. So he comes in. He's been up all night almost every time.
Wow.
He takes a nap in the middle of the day after the first drink.
Really?
He's like, oh, yeah, baby, you know that's a fruit.
That's a great impression.
This is wild.
Tell me, Uncle Snoop sent you.
Armando.
Armando coming in with a Snoop impression. Yeah.
I would love it if he called her baby like that.
I also feel like you can go practically anywhere and get a discount by just saying, my Uncle Snoop sent me. Because like all of his commercials are like, you know, tell him your Uncle Snoop sent you. And you're like, all right, yeah.
No, if I went somewhere and was like, sorry, my Uncle Snoop sent me here.
Right.
I don't think it would go over well. Yeah. Uncle Snoop said you could hook it up.
He would like it.
Yeah. Whoa.
Wow.
All of a sudden, there's just like this.
I wanted to cut this, and they brought me the biggest knife in the kitchen, so... I wanted you guys all to try this one.
Yes, I would like to.
We're partying. Yeah. What is that one again? It's like a cheese.
This is the quesadilla with chorizo on top.
Oh, yeah.
So you had the quesadilla plain.
Uh-huh.
Actually, you also had the chorizo. Oh,
I know.
God, this is about to blow your mind.
So I just had two separates. Now that it's together, let's see what it tastes like.
All right, so I cut it in three. So if you guys can grab one.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
I'm sorry I'm forcing you to eat so much.
No, it's okay.
She knew what she was signed up for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I paced myself.
She was coming to do a... food podcast.
I plan for this, Armando. Yeah, don't you worry about me.
I just know you have your IKEA dessert coming up soon, so.
Well, that is a good deal. That little yogurt swirl for a buck.
What?
Yeah, you get like a...
They got a yogurt thing for $1?
Yeah.
She knows the ins and outs of the IKEA menu. Uh-huh. Wow, this is great. This quesadilla.
Yeah, walk me through this again. What's in it?
It's a grilled piece of panela queso. So we throw it right on the grill, and then you put chorizo on top with chipotle cream.
Vanilla queso.
No, wow.
Panela with a P.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it?
Panela, P-A-N-E-L-A. It's
what
a type
that?
Of cheese. Panela. So it's just like a dense cheese. You heard of queso fresco?
Mm-hmm.
It's very similar. Just a different like milk amount or something stupid.
That's so good.
Okay. This is so good. I think this is my favorite thing.
It is. It's like the dip, but chili. Uh-huh. I mean, you know.
Yes.
It's not like a... Have you heard of this before, Aristotle?
So good. Yeah. He's heard of it.
Damn, that's fucking good. Well, you guys are nailing it.
Oh, he's finally got a quote that he can use.
Damn.
In advertising.
That's right.
Do you guys have a truck, too?
No. We started with Boyle Heights just off of a whim. We started this restaurant, and it just took off. So it's been very good to us.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm happy that you're... Okay. Are you going to expand even further, you think?
We want to, yeah. We're opening a couple more in the next year or so. We're opening one in Koreatown, which was supposed to be opened a year ago. It's just taking forever. And then we're opening one in Beverly Hills.
Damn.
So, the Beverly Hills one, I hate saying that we're opening in Beverly Hills, but it's not what you think. It's not like on Rodeo Drive or anything.
What?
We found...
You don't want to be fancy?
No, I don't.
I can tell. You're very... It's Beverly Hills, but it's not what you think.
I'm taking over Los Angeles and California, but I don't want to be fancy.
Right.
Yeah.
We found literally the essence of a shack in a parking lot. We found this like shack of an old restaurant that had just closed down in the parking lot behind Neiman Marcus. And so we went for it.
A shack behind Neiman's.
I've got a place for you.
It has no street visibility. It's literally just this hidden shack that we found.
It's kind of like facing that neighborhood behind.
Right you by know, the school.
It's just houses and schools and
right,
stuff.
Right, it's right there. So we're really excited about that. And just staying a little bit longer, but I think it's going to be really cool. It's like kind of a... Not
I think, you know, you spend a few hours at Neiman Marcus, you're going to need some delicious little tacos after.
Yeah. Oh, no, these are filling, too. Don't let it fool you.
He's like, it's a quaint little shed right behind Neiman's in Beverly Hills, you know.
We will have LA.
We're Neiman adjacent, but we're not fancy.
Yeah.
I've got a spot for you. Everyone's trying to figure out what to do with this little. It's like, you know, the old Andy Griffith gas station look. You know, like
which
that.
One?
It's in Glendale in Kenneth Village.
Okay.
And it's on Kenneth.
Ooh, Kenneth Village is a cute little spot.
Cute little spot.
I'll look for it.
And it's nobody can figure out what to do with this little place.
There might be a reason why though. Sometimes it goes deeper than that with the city and like zoning and landmark and all these stupid things that like stop people from being able to invest in it.
Mm. It would be perfect.
Yeah.
And you get all kinds of people eating there.
I'm down. I'll look for it.
But you can see it from the street, so I don't know if that's for you.
I don't like it.
And it's not terribly far from here, right? I mean,
no,
it's pretty close.
No, but I mean, he's got his two right next to each other in Boyle Heights.
Yeah, we'll see what we do. We want to try to get out of L.A., but we want to do it smart, and we want to do it patiently. The corn, what we're talking about with the tortillas, like I said, there's no preservatives. So once we start going too far from our base of where we make the tortillas, then we have to start either thinking about another way to make the corn or another way to or add preservatives, but we don't want to. So that's kind of, it hasn't been anything that's held us back. It's just we have to stay really conscious of that when we expand.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Cool.
I should mention, in case the people are here, the phone's ringing in the background. We are upstairs in the office space of Quesados.
It's very reminiscent of our other spot.
Yeah, this is very much like where we used to do the show all the time, but we would make the chefs come to us, and we didn't have a kitchen on site, really. And so it was kind of like, you know, one of those TV food challenge, you know, like a reality show food challenge or something. But people really stepped up, and they were really great at it. But this is so much easier for you, for us to just come here.
Yeah, so absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Now, what's this one?
That's the cochinita pibil.
Okay. I'm going to tell everybody what I think of that right after this break. We're back, and I don't know if you noticed before we went to break, but I said I was going to tell you how I felt about this one. What was it again?
That's the cochinita pibil, shredded pork, habanero, and pickled onions on
top. Is it like the spiciest one of all?
Of what you have here, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm figuring out
now. Yeah, we have spicier. That habanero is no joke.
Yeah, it's spicy.
Is it? Is it? Do you like?
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I mean, I'd pick something that wasn't spicy, given a choice, but it is good. It's real good.
I'm going to taste it.
I'm just not a spicy guy, which is so stupid that
I'm going to taste it.
On a food podcast. Yes.
You're not a spicy guy?
Mm-mm. I'm trying. Trying to be better about it, but...
That's okay.
I don't know if you, like, if you keep eating spicy food, does your tolerance go up? Because I don't like spicy food either. Like, I don't mind spice, but I don't like spicy food. Like, I don't go to restaurants.
When people are like, oh, this is really hot, you should try it.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, no, I'm good.
Just
thank you.
Take this part, the meat part. You don't have to eat the part we touched. Oh, my God. That's got a kick to it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
And I can handle the heat.
Yeah, and we go spicier than
she
that.
She likes a lot of heat.
So on the sampler, right, you just put a drop of habanero.
It doesn't even really...
It's got like a thing where it goes through your sinuses and your eyes. It's like wasabi, kind of, but not. It doesn't taste anything like it, but...
It's not really even that spicy to me.
I think you had the end. Despite the salsa is usually in the middle of the taco.
Okay.
So you got lucky.
It's got just like... Oh, sorry, but it's... I can't explain it. It's like buzzing my mouth
more than
I thought, but it doesn't hurt.
The beauty of that taco, like she was saying, is it's if you don't put habanero on it, it's sweet. It's cooked in a sweet chili. So the pork is slow cooked in it, so you probably tasted more of sweet, right?
I don't know. I liked the vibe I got. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but I was on board with it all the way. I mean,
is it possible to get two more of that one?
Yeah. Do you want to...
So she can try... Well, so she can get the spice.
He's hazing me.
Spicy part, and then just one extra one for anybody else that...
Do you want one spicy? Like, see how... Do you want to do a spice challenge right now?
I don't
want
to go...
A spice challenge.
That one was spicy enough for me. It doesn't have
you
to be spicy.
You want to do a spice challenge?
With whom? Just me?
Me
and you?
Me and you? A spice
challenge? Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Yeah, bring them a couple really hot ones.
Oh, shit. I don't know what I just agreed to. I was like, okay,
I mean, I don't
want to
eat a whole entire one. Small ones. Okay, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to have, like, a whole pepper just shoved. You know, who knows what you're going to do. All right.
Like quesadilla thing.
All right, let's do this thing.
I especially love that he's not into spicy. He's going to try to torture the two of you with it.
I know, that was shocking. He just ran up. Armando's out of here to spice us.
I mostly said that to get rid of him because I want to talk about how great he is.
He really is.
Right?
Very entertaining. No wonder he has so many things.
These amazing restaurants. And
he knows a lot.
I'd say is, like, when you come in here, doesn't it look just sort of like a... This looks like any restaurant. This looks like it looks like it doesn't look like a place where they're making homemade.
Right. It just feels like a fast food place that may be mom and pop, but not like fancy like this.
No.
So it's interesting the fact that people were that they did have no English on the menu and people were just very very confused.
It's also big. I would have expected it to be a small place.
Even for, you know, even though it's Los Angeles, I bet you most people don't know, like, what mole is, you know, they don't think
I don't know technically what mole is.
I always think it has chocolate in it for some reason.
It does have that, it does have a little bit of a...
It does?
Chocolate kind of vibe to it, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You didn't get to try one of those. I ate that one. It was really good.
When people have mole, they really, really, like, the people who really like it, it's a big art to make it.
The art of mole.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like tasty glops of mud.
That's a great way to pitch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you get people...
You know, when you hear Doug's
you get
pitch
people
for
to
mole?
Not eat it. Tasty globs of mud?
It's tasty globs of mud.
I mean, emphasis on the tasty part. But it is, we were talking about the, you know, that it's pretty amazing that you did have a no English words menu for a while because that's really got to throw people.
Yeah. Boyle Heights still is, there's no descriptions. I barely printed menus this year, like actually a month ago, that have descriptions on them because it was also part of Gisalas is like service, right? And with any restaurant. So I always encourage my employees to explain the food with your voice rather than here's a menu. You know, right. So it kind of forces you to engage more and also helps with liability. You'd be like, I didn't say that. You know, someone dies or something.
Someone dies or something?
Yeah. I tell all my servers, warn people they might die. Don't choke on this.
Just let them know.
That's a good... You know? Hey. No liability. Yeah.
If it's not written, then... Mm.
At your own risk.
Okay.
Well, it's written now, so those days are behind us.
All right, what's this fella?
That's a steak picado.
Don't die.
Oh, steak.
Flank steak with green bell peppers and bacon.
That's going to be a goodie, Doug.
Bacon.
A goodie.
It's got bacon.
It's got bacon. He loves bacon.
Right, so if you didn't eat bacon, I'd be like, I didn't say bacon. You know? Just, mm-hmm. You just didn't
say bacon. Oh, that's tricky of you.
Dude, I'm allergic to bacon. Is that even a thing? Could a person be allergic to bacon?
Pork. I feel like you could be allergic to anything.
Yeah, I guess you could.
I think it'd be funny, though. That's a bacon allergy, for some reason, that seems funny. Someone just starts sneezing around bacon. It's dumb.
It does seem
ridiculous, right?
Unusual.
Bacon allergy.
Yeah. What's your opinion?
Of that one?
Yeah.
It's very good. The steak is very nice. Again, you know, I wouldn't put peppers in something like this if it were up to me, but boy, is it good. You want to try it?
I'm getting ready for my spice challenge.
Right?
I agree to on a whim to be some animal.
This is turning into a challenge show.
Yeah. Karen challenged me.
I'm challenging her to a duel of the taste buds.
Your footsteps.
I'm anxious.
Oh, God.
It's here.
Severe anxiety.
Why did I say I would do this? Oh.
So the only way to make this it fair was they actually have no chili on them right now. So here's the sauce, and we can see who can handle more.
This feels intense. This feels like, you know, whose dick is bigger in a way. Like, this is like, all of a sudden I got to throw
it. Except you're going to eat this one,
All right, you're in charge of putting the salsa on this.
So we'll just put, like, a medium amount.
I think we should just close our eyes.
Okay.
That should be more than enough. I don't want you guys to die.
He doesn't eat spicy food. That should be more than enough.
Death.
What's that?
He just brought up death again.
That looks even, right?
Death.
Don't die when you eat these.
All right, Sarah. Bon appetito. Or in Spanish.
Bon appetiti.
What?
Is that right?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's right.
How are we going to do it? Half? I mean, it's pretty big.
Appetite.
Just take a nice half-size bite.
Half-size bite.
You're going to get habanero in it anyways.
Okay. On your marks, get
set. Hey, real quick before you do that, I'm regretting eating that. Go.
Kicks in like 5 seconds. Right now you're like, oh, that's delicious. It's not bad.
Holy shit.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's more than you'd normally put on it?
On a sampler size, yeah. We've just put a drop on the sampler. It's like less than that because we don't want anybody to overheat or anything.
Sure.
Again, I'm trying not to use the word die.
Yeah, baby.
It's already very hot here in the summertime.
The whole tongue, right?
The whole tongue is... It feels wild. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
It's kind of a psychedelic, right?
It is.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't started tripping just yet, but I'll let you know if things start to get melty.
That's what those horchatos are for. You know what it reminds me of a little bit? Have you ever had those Szechuan peppers?
Yes.
Peppercorns?
Yes.
It's like a different kind of hot.
This is so great watching you talk right now.
It is. It's a different kind of hot that's... Makes you a little bit, steamy, a little hot.
It really wakes you up. Like, it might be a good way to start the day.
Yeah, it's true. I actually get people...
That in your coffee.
A little pep in your fucking
I get
stuff.
People that come in that are, like, starting to get sick, and they come to pick up just some of that on their taco, and they just want to, like, sweat it out. It happens all the time.
What do you mean? They're to detox with the salsa?
They're like... how bad is it to just smell it?
Just put a little on your pinky, just a tiny bit on your pinky.
On your pinky, like it's.
It's not killing me though. I've had worse. Yeah. I've had much worse than this. This is like pleasant actually.
Right. See, it's just habanero, really. It's just habanero, and there's places that use ghost peppers and all these crazy chilies. We wanted ours to be spicy, but flavorful and just natural, not anything.
And we put extra on.
Right.
So we did it. We did the spice challenge, Karen. We're getting it. You know.
Next, we're going to be on that. Isn't there like some hot podcast?
Oh,
well, I was going to say, you guys training for Iron Stomach or something like that?
Iron Stomach. Yeah. Not a show.
Yes.
Right, but they have those things sometimes.
Do it again.
Contests where people eat hot stuff. She's going in for more.
I'm gonna do it again because you know what? It's actually it's not that bad.
Right.
You don't have to justify.
Yeah.
You want to party.
It's the kind of thing you have when you want to have. You want to feel like your mouth's on fire for the next 5 or 6 hours.
And I hate to waste. I hate to waste food. I really do.
Well, have this one then.
And well, that's gonna be for someone else.
That one's all veggies. On that one, right?
Yeah.
See?
I do kind of feel like I'm having like a subtle like nose sweats.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, Karen.
It's all right.
Don't die.
I like it.
We also have a taco that's way spicier than all of these. I just didn't
want to bring it up.
We have a
taco called... Like how you mentioned this now.
The chiles tortillados. And it's a taco just of all chilies on top of black beans. And...
Karen?
I'll do it.
Karen's going to try it if you'll...
Do you really
make one
to
for
it?
Her?
Oh, hell yeah.
But I might need like some milk on the side or
something. I'll bring you some horchata. Does anybody else want anything?
Horchata.
What? Horchata Colbert?
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because... Only thing is, I only have this, and then so you know what happens when you have hot stuff and then you drink like water-based stuff, right? What do you think happens?
It doesn't work.
Well, why not?
I don't know why.
Not because the spice is too acidic, so you need something that's more.
It just neutral? Spreads it around. It's like fire and water. I mean, not fire and water, oil and water. It spreads it around.
It's like putting water on fire.
It's like putting oil on fire. And it spreads it around, so it just like spreads it, but milk absorbs it.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah. So people always go for water. They want to drink it really fast and get it over with, you know, so that it cools off, but it doesn't. All it does is make it go all in your stomach. All in your, it just makes it go everywhere.
Whoa.
Should we feel bad that nobody
went? Diarrhea. Oh, sorry.
None of us went for the. I'm glad I interrupted that.
the diarrhea.
Is there any reason? Does anybody want to try the fish taco?
Yeah, I think the reason we haven't is because we're so full, probably.
And it's a big one. Yeah, he needs to cut it up like he did that other
one. He just said, is there a reason why no one's given this a go?
Yeah, for me, I'm not really a fish taco person, so I'm not anxious to try it. But
I love fish tacos. They're grilled.
Give it a go.
I don't have like a fork here. Let's
see. Maybe just bite an end off of it or something.
Let me just take a little bit of this.
Just use that machete.
Is that you translating machete?
Well, it's really good.
Good.
Yeah, it's really really good. It's a little cold right now, but you should take a little bite of this because it's
okay.
This your fish taco is delicious.
Thank you.
We're getting on the full side, so I don't think we're like diving in because there's still this one, Doug.
What? Yeah, that's a veggie one, right?
Yep. Damn.
Yeah.
Fish taco is great,
isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's grilled.
Thank you so much.
We don't fry anything, and a lot of people fry their fish taco, so we grill ours.
Damn. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, this horchata is going to keep me up all night.
Well, that doesn't have coffee. I didn't put coffee in yours.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I put coffee.
Can you talk a little about this one?
Yeah.
I'm going to try one without coffee.
Ooh, this is like hot. This is like chocolate.
Mm. That's nice. Thanks.
You can mix it with rum. You can mix it with mezcal. You can mix it with...
Mezcal? I didn't even think of that.
I think that's kind of it that you can mix it. I'm sure you can do it with like a good whiskey. Ooh. There's a lot of those dessert whiskeys, a little sweeter, so you can probably put that in it.
It'd be like
eggnog.
Yeah, or Irish whiskey.
Irish whiskey, yeah.
I mean, vodka could probably hang out in there, okay?
Probably. Vodka wouldn't probably anything.
Yeah, it just doesn't change it. Just alcohol.
Gets you drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I used to go to Jamba Juice and just put vodka in it before my 8 o'clock classes in college and
smart.
Drink Jamba Juice.
Really? What was your go-to Jamba flavor?
Oh, it depended on the night. Strawberries wild.
Yeah. We said that at the same time. Yeah. Yeah, strawberries wild.
Sometimes I was feeling a little razzmatazz, you know.
Whoa, razzmatazz.
Yeah, when you feel like saying a silly word.
But if I was getting sick and I still wanted to party, it was the C booster with vodka.
The cold boost?
Yeah, the cold booster.
Oh, yeah. I know the Jamba menu.
C booster just sounds like you're cleaning up something dirty.
Yeah.
It's a C booster.
The old cock booster.
Oh, Doug.
What? I didn't say the other C See, think.
I know.
All right, so we got some super hot. We got some super hots on the way.
Just taste this one.
And we're taking a little taste of the veggie taco.
Squash combo.
That's good.
Squash.
Is it? What's in that? Zucchini. Squash.
Yeah, squash, tomatoes, corn. Onions, bell peppers.
They're all delicious.
That was based off of like a lot of Mexican or Hispanic households like always have calabacitas on the side.
Damn.
So it's kind of like their version of eat your veggies. And it was usually just a mix of whatever veggies were in the fridge.
What's it called?
Calabacitas, which really just means squash. Calabazas is squash.
Calabacitas.
But that's kind of like the base of it. So you say calabacitas usually means just like a side of veggies.
Like a squash party.
Squash party.
What is it? Something happened and I instantly forgot. I don't know. What is it? Callus.
Callus.
Oh, there's no way you're going to learn that word.
Callus.
Let's let it go.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, you're right.
C-A-L-A.
C-A. Calla.
B-A-C-A. B-A-L.
Calabal. Calabal.
C-I-T-A-S.
Calabacitas.
There you go.
Calabacitas. Think of calabasas with the etus.
Etus instead of it.
Calabacitas.
Encinitas had a baby.
Nobody wants to be told to think calabasas.
Think calabasas mixed with an encinita.
Yeah. All right, here comes your taco. I hope you're excited.
Oh, look at it. How did you know?
Cameras. Well, my cousin's also like 6'5", so it's really easy to... Here he comes.
It's Armando like has quite five, the,
don't ever try to break into this place. Let me put it to you that way.
Yeah, a lot of security cameras.
He's already chased someone who's stolen our tip jar.
Now, what am I supposed to do?
Wait, from, what?
Is it nailed down now, the tip jar? Or how do you...
No, we just like, let it go.
Everything just goes numb.
Okay, so this is like a Szechuan peppercorn, kind of.
Yeah.
He just said, all I heard was numbness, and all of a sudden...
Yeah. So it's...
anything you want numbed.
We're talking about
just
like...
Just rub it on there.
So like the green ones are serrano and jalapenos. The red ones are Thai chilies. The orange ones are habaneros. And then there's some red jalapenos in there too.
See, like for me, numbness and two of habanero isn't
salsa
the goal.
On top. Yeah. Habanero sauce on top.
I mean, I prefer numbness over,
actually feeling
pain.
It.
Yeah, hot feeling.
So one of my favorite stories was, now this taco, I don't recommend it. I literally tell customers, don't try it. Like it's too spicy.
All right.
When we first started and we were making it, this like cute little blonde girl comes into Gisalo's and asks if she can drink her own 40. She went and bought a 40, and could she drink it when order some tacos? So I was like, yeah, sure.
This girl sounds fun.
She orders two of these, sits down, and I was like, yo, miss, this is really spicy. Like, I'm like, no offense, I know you're blonde and everything, but I don't think you can handle this shit. Like, this is like, I don't even recommend my own grandma to eat this. She grows chilies in her back. So she's like, no, it's fine. I got it. She sits down, doesn't bother anyone, eats two of them, finishes her 40, and walks away with a smile and says, thank you. And I was like, holy shit. My wife. I never saw her again. But
damn it.
Well, I thought, oh, wouldn't that be great?
I thought you chased her down the street.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, someone chased the guy for the tip thing.
Were you already married at the time when you thought that?
No, I was single, ready to mingle.
All right, here we go.
Get it.
And what am I? I'm just taking this
taking a nice goodbye? Yeah.
Get it.
Yeah, all right, get it.
Flavor's great. First 10 seconds, again, it's all about flavor.
Oh, no, I'm nervous, Karen. Yeah,
what's going to happen?
Oh, you're...
Is she going to turn into Louis Black and Inside Out?
She's got this. But the thing is, when we first started, we were like, people were like, oh, can I get my picture on the wall or something stupid? And we were...
people want their picture on the wall for eating hot shit? Right. No.
But we sell 50 of those a day across all locations. We sell like 10 per location a day. And oh yeah.
Karen just had like a hiccup.
This is like Willy Wonka and you're turning into a pepper.
How's my face look? Is it red?
It's getting red, yeah.
It matches the microphone.
That's hot.
Yeah. But people
but
will
you know,
eat
it's
this.
It's not killing me yet.
Yeah, people like this shit.
Oh my God.
What's wrong with you?
It's another great quote. It didn't kill me.
Wow.
Yet.
So it's not numb.
No. You know Jonathan Gold, the great food writer?
Yes, passed away
God
recently.
Rest in peace. He loved this taco.
See, he's the one that made...
He's such a food guy, yeah.
He's the one that made me go to that Szechuan pepper
place.
Oh,
really? Yep. Okay, yeah. He loved this taco.
Karen, are you okay? Is there like a safe word, you guys?
He didn't cruise into a Guisado's in that movie, did he? The documentary.
No,
about him?
But okay. The weird thing is I watched a documentary, and seven or eight shots are guisados, and not once do they mention guisados.
They don't say it out loud.
No. They actually are introducing the Gorilla Taco segment, and the whole opening segment before they say Gorilla Tacos is all guisados that they're shooting.
Weird.
Yeah, I watched it the other day. I was like, wait, what the hell? You could even see our logo like through the mirror, like so. Through the window, so it was like, you know, inverted logo, and I'm like, what,
Karen? How are you doing?
But he loved guisados. He came in quite a bit. He was a great man.
Do you have any more? Just plain taco. Tortilla.
Yeah, and if you want to see that sneaky movie that used guisados but didn't mention their name, it's called City of Gold.
Oh yeah. When I ate at that Szechuan place, you get this big thing of fish soup, and it's just green peppercorn. I mean, it's crazy. And your mouth is, when he says numb, like that's what I thought it was going to be, like numb. Like you just had Novocaine put in your mouth. And so,
oh my God.
It was a huge pot of it. And so there's no way we're going to finish it. There's no fucking way we're going to take another bite, you know? It was like we're out of our league, you know? So I told the guy, because I don't want to leave food there and be rude. So I go, do you think, he goes, would you like to box this up? And I go, oh, no, you know, we're getting on a plane, actually. So we won't be able to take it with us. And my son, Andy, who's like 4 years old, he goes, no, we're not, Mommy.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, you don't know.
You don't understand how travel works.
Are your eyes watering?
Just a little. It's not that bad. I've had worse than that.
It seems bad.
Your hair's going crazy.
I've literally had worse than this. But it's a lot, you know? I mean, it's like, they really pack it with peppers.
Yeah, Sarah's not going to try that.
No.
Yeah.
You want one? A little one? The green one?
I mean, there's something about... I feel like I'm right there with you just from being
here.
You know what I mean? I get the gist of it.
I've had way worse ones where I'm sweating all through my skin immediately.
I mean, I'm not wearing waterproof mascara. That's really the main reason, if I must be honest.
You should probably stay away from it then.
Yeah, I've had it where I did a same tasty reason test I'm not on eating a show it. One time where I had to go, you know, diarrhea immediately. You know?
Okay, enough with the D word.
She's going rogue with the diarrhea.
Is that what the D in the title stands for? But so you've had like a ghost pepper?
Yeah, I've tasted a bunch of sauces just to see for a contest we had on a show one time. I just thought I'd do it first.
Oh, okay.
And I did. You do get all of a sudden like, I gotta go to the bathroom just from nothing. I'm barely a drop.
Wait,
of it.
You just put a drop of it and then you instantly have to shit. Is what you're telling me?
And people just really lose it. You're like sucking on a loaf of Wonder Bread.
Sucking on a loaf of Wonder Bread. It's such a visceral way to describe it.
Isn't that what people do when they get... What did you bring? Tomatoes do it?
Tomatoes and salt.
Really?
There's your tortilla.
I didn't know that. Sorry. I'm not that bad now, actually. Honestly.
Now there's just like a whole plate of tomatoes.
You need to just keep chewing it and let the salt... I don't know. Salt and tomatoes. Mm.
I love this for a snack. You want one?
No, I'm good.
This is our other vegan option.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay.
I'll take these home with me.
Take them. Did it help, though?
You want a salt?
Salted tomatoes.
Oh, I love a salt tomato. I just eat it all day.
There you go.
Really? Yeah.
Look at what a treat. Who would know? I'll have these at my next party. Look at them. I'm all better. I'm all better.
Yeah, and you just keep chewing them, and it'll help. I don't know what it does, but it helps.
Who would have guessed?
It's just like getting this skunk smell off your dog. Wash them in tomatoes.
That's right. I'm washing my mouth out with tomatoes.
Or getting, you know, the gum out of your hair with peanut butter. I don't know. I just want to be involved. Let me force this to work. Yeah.
Like getting food out of your teeth with a toothpick.
Well,
this is deep right now. My mind is getting blown.
I don't get that one.
I don't either, but...
Like peeing on someone's jellyfish thing, or, you
that's
know.
Really
which
it.
They say isn't real.
That's truly it.
Yeah, which they say
they
isn't
say it
real.
Doesn't do anything.
But if I got stung by a jellyfish, I would still be down for someone to pee on it.
Sure. Right? Because that's part of the experience.
Yeah.
That's part of the fun is talking somebody into it.
Yeah. Right.
I've also always thought, like, if someone asks, excuse me, can you come pee on me? I just got stung by a jellyfish. Like, the pressure of having to pee right then, right there. I go to a stadium and if there's a guy around me, I'm like, oh, shit, I might not let this go.
Right. Sometimes you just have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. So
instead of just doing it right in your seat, was a joke I was going for. But That's the plot line of an episode of Friends, is that one of them can't pee on Monica's leg, so the other one has to do it. Gets, pee shy or whatever.
It's a spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't gone
through
Friends.
For a food podcast, we talk about the grossest things.
I know. I was going to say something gross earlier when you were talking about stuff that you fix, and I just decided not to.
Yeah, might as well tell us now.
Yeah, it's not good now after I just said what it's going to be.
Well, we're still interested.
I don't want to.
Was it? you seem so defeated.
Wow,
is
Karen really lost her will after that hot taco.
I'm not
going
to be able to compete
taco.
With peeing on a sea urchin. I mean, that's like
jellyfish. Don't pee on a sea urchin.
Oh, that's a great idea. Next time I see a jellyfish, I'm just going to pee on it, cut out the middleman.
get ahead of the situation. Yeah.
Right on the jellyfish.
What? Yeah. Stingray, right? The
Irwin?
Irwin. Yeah, Irwin.
I knew exactly where you're going.
Wow,
with that.
Good.
I think
that's right
Steve
away.
Irwin constantly.
Do you think someone tried to pee on it?
Afterwards, yeah. Like,
oh my God.
That could have done it to him.
Do you watch Crikey, It's the Irwins?
No.
That's a show.
Wait, is it with Bindi Irwin?
I'm sure it's all the surviving
son.
Irwins.
Probably the
Wait,
son.
Where?
I was, flipping through the cable guide and I saw something called Crikey, It's the Irwins. I didn't even click on it. Crikey, yeah. I don't think I've ever seen the word Crikey spelled out.
I don't think I have.
Yeah, and it was like Panic at the Disco or something to have the very first word has an exclamation point.
Crikey.
Yeah, Crikey, it's the you know, hanging out with the Irwins or something like that.
What? I'm into that. I like clicked on a clickbait that was like, where's Bindi Irwin now? And I was like, I'm interested.
Yeah, she's how old is she? She's like in her 20s probably.
Yeah.
The brother looks just like the dad. I mean, his son. And he talks like him. Well,
this took good. Such an interesting turn. We ending on the Irwins. Irwins. We'll talk about diarrhea and the Irwins.
Now, we've never had the chef stay with us the whole time, which has been fun.
I actually have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing.
He left the room
now.
A couple times.
Yeah.
We got in some good shit talk.
Pretty good. He brought me tomatoes with salt. Oh, and lime. Should I put this on?
I actually don't know if my employee is like, here, take some lime. I was like, okay.
Put some lime on it.
It's good.
I don't know if he maybe thought I was making pico de gallo or something, but he was like, here, you forgot lime. I was like, okay.
He's going to make us some side right by the table, chop it all up for us like a Caesar salad.
What's going on with these fellas?
Oh, she asked for tortillas.
Oh,
so
because
those are
that's
tortillas.
What I was saying is, when at one time I did this, not like this, but worse. And then you just suck on Wonder Bread as much as you can.
Mm. She keeps saying suck on Wonder Bread.
Yeah, but before she said Wonder Bread, yeah. Like you got to jam a whole loaf in your mouth.
Yeah.
But just a piece of Wonder Bread.
A lot of it.
A lot of it.
The wet goes through a lot. So you're just like soaking up Wonder Bread. Seriously.
Ugh. It feels like
it's a known thing.
A baguette might be easier. Just like
I don't know if it works as good.
Yeah, it's probably not as absorbing.
It's not as porous.
Because you just have it coming out of every pore, you know? So you got if you overdo it.
Just rubbing a little on your chest.
Yeah, a Wonder Bread bath.
Oh,
like
yeah.
A sponge bath. Just
pat it down.
A little horse bath with a...
A horse bath of Wonder Bread? Yes.
You said that expression so casually.
Oh, come on. Girls always say that.
Right, I guess.
Yeah, because they say to their friend, but you need a horse bath, you know, something like that.
Yeah, French bath too, right?
The bath of a prostitute.
I don't know about that.
A brothel bath.
I really like
a brothel bath.
Oh, wow. This is...
this is fun.
So great.
So great.
Five locations currently.
Currently.
But taking over the world.
Currently also.
Yeah. Are you looking into like for if you want to go to another city or another state? Are you looking at like I was thinking like the little area close to a college would really like that age group would really.
I feel like if you go into like middle American colleges that like the whole city is about the survival of that college, you can do really well. But I feel like when you do that in California, a lot of the colleges are in bigger cities or they're outside of a bigger city.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of the students will go into the bigger city. But like I visited my cousin one time back in college. He went to Michigan, which is in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Mm-hmm. And that whole city survives because of the college. So something like that doesn't sound appealing. So we'll see. I don't know.
I hear you.
They're looking for a shack behind a Neiman's.
Yeah. You know any Neiman's who got shacks?
We need a good
bring
shack.
Them here.
Is a dumpster big enough?
You know, you go out to the Palm Desert and you put and you get one of those
Airstreamers.
Thank you.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Airstream. Wouldn't that be cool? Right out there, right by all the people that camp out there.
Right. All the
that would be cool.
125 degree days.
Joshua Tree.
Yeah. Sounds great.
I find when I go to Burning Man, I wish there were some, you know, really nice small tacos. And there never are.
Do you go to Burning Man?
Never.
I was going to say, it was something I learned about.
I've always kind of thought about it. It's always kind of an idea in the back of my head to go sometime, but.
Yeah.
No.
Paint yourself up.
Haven't been.
Paint yourself up.
Oh, they paint themselves?
Oh, they do everything. Yeah, they paint, sure. They paint themselves up. They dance around burners. Fire. They get all excited.
And there's
take peyote.
Sandstorms while you're there.
Yeah.
Like people have to wear things over their face and shit.
Very, yeah.
It's like an episode of Mad Max almost.
Yeah, it just seems like a real bad place to be tripping.
People try to be very Mad Maxy if you ever look at those pictures. Yeah. They're always getting some big thing.
Yeah. They're like, oh yeah.
Steampunk.
Yeah. They're like, I have a monocle and a top hat, but I'm in a dust storm.
My one eye is fucked up.
Yeah. And I'm on all of the drugs. Like this, I took work off for 3 weeks for this. Like what?
I took what?
People take off work for like two weeks you said to go to Burning Man.
I thought you said a kind of drug.
I did. I thought you said people take work off for like weeks previous so they word can off. Take all more word off. What? They build up word off. I don't know.
Smoking word off the other day.
All right. So thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Yes,
thank you.
Armando Palmero, right?
Junior.
Well, my last name is Delatorre, but...
Wait. Oh, you just said the drink is called...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Now I get it.
All right.
And,
came full circle.
Yeah. Sarah Wineshake, do you have some stuff you can plug that's coming up?
Yes.
In a few weeks from now?
You can check out my podcast, Shank, S-H-E-N-K. That's on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, all of the places where podcasts are.
What happens on that podcast?
It's a podcast where I interview comedians, but we talk about fashion.
The whole time about fashion, or do you digress?
We digress.
I think you're very fashionable. I love your scarf.
Thank you. Thank you, Karen. Yeah.
I'm not, so I like to look at people that are.
She loves your red face.
And then you can follow me at Princess Shank on Twitter, Instagram for comedy dates.
Nice.
That's it.
I like it. Big show's coming up for me in Los Angeles on December 2nd and 3rd. At Largo on La Cienega. I'm doing 12 guests of Christmas, 12 guests each night, playing all the normal and abnormal Doug Loves Movies games. And, I'm going to be at the Emerald Cup in Santa Rosa at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. I'll be hosting shows with our pal and Guy Obelum's going to be there.
When's that?
That's December 15th and 16th.
Oh, because that would be a good one.
In Austin, Texas for New Year's. And all of my dates are at DougLovesMovies.com. Karen, you didn't have much to plug on the last episode.
I forgot one.
Okay, here we go.
I told you about Martha and Snoop, but that's, you know, we're doing season 4 already. Can you believe that?
Martha.
It seems like a couple of days ago.
We Martha started. And Snoop's potluck.
Dinner party.
Dinner party.
On VH1.
Yeah.
But,
and then the logo, the word pot and potluck is a different color. Like they really make sure you know that Snoop and Martha like pot.
I don't think I've looked at the logo. We can check that out. No, but what I forgot to tell you was, and I can't remember what day it's on, but I'll be able to have another, since we're doing this every Thursday now, I can remind me.
With new episodes.
I'm helping out on this midnight dog every Thursday. Rescue award show. And it's going to be on.
Dog Rescue Award Show? Do dogs win awards?
Yes.
Or just get rescued?
But guess what they get awards for? What would most dogs get awards for?
Being cute?
Yeah. That's
doing
what they
a
get.
Trick?
Yeah, no, not trick. They get awards for like the best couch sitter, best doggy that likes to get scratched behind the ears. They get two awards.
Wow, that is stiff competition. The doggies that like being scratched.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
So
this is going to be the best day of my life.
And it raises money too for these dogs?
Yes, it's all to raise money.
It's like one special or when?
It's one special, but I'll give you more info later, but it's going to be my best day.
I mean, can I go to this?
Sure.
Can I show up there?
Wouldn't it be great?
Dogs everywhere?
Everywhere. And they get awards for
best
like,
dog that gets along with other dogs. That's a good
that
award.
That kind of stuff. Best shaker.
What?
Oh, that's
like
cute.
Like after they get out of the pool?
No, like, good. Hi.
Oh.
I like how she just acted out the handshake.
Like yeah, oh, nice grip you have, doggy. But, yeah, I was thinking, like, they could have dogs get out of a pool, and the ones that shakes off the water the best.
That's great. Can we put them in a little pool, and they show us? That's really
yeah,
good.
And then they step out, and they go like that. Because yeah. they what dog doesn't? They all shake it off right away. They think they're Taylor Swift.
Oh, I gotta use that one. I'm gonna steal that one for a shake.
Yeah, yeah. Throw that in the script and then get fired. They'll be like, "Thanks for coming by, Red." So,
Red.
Yeah, that's your nickname now.
Okay.
But her mic, I'll her mic red. Thing is red
oh,
too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And tomatoes.
That's gonna be your mic from now on.
Look at that sucker.
Yeah.
Karen. Honestly, I was cutting those so fast because I was like, "I hope
you cut those
happens.
All super fast."
Yeah.
These chefs.
He does it all.
They don't fuck around. You don't not. Armando does not fuck around.
I don't. I really don't.
All right, for Armando and the great Quesados chain and Sarah Wineshank and Karen Anderson, I'm Doug Benson. Thank you for listening. And as I always say at the end of every show, bon appetiti, motherfucker.
Motivated
titty
motherfuckers.
That's it.
So good.
You heard me. That's the last. That's it. Right after that, show's over.
Snow peas, brie cheese, our plates are clean. We dined with Doug and Karen.
I like Donnie with Doug and Mommy.
It's a good show.